3. And what we have in common this time, conceived and born in the belly of the beast, the middle of that American century, when the oily art of public relations was being perfected in the marketplace after 40 years of field trials of its propaganda prototypes, while reason, already on the shit list for being the engine of bureaucracy, factory efficiency, bourgeois boredom, and millions ruthlessly slaughtered defending the principle of the bottom line, was reaffirming her bad name, whoring for war, selling a bill of goods for God, country, and high-tech salvation made possible through byproduct spin-offs of the killing. The first kids in kindergarten, after plutonium poisoned everything forever. Reared on games and stories of violence, competition, short-term goals for success, knowing already in elementary school it would fall on us to protect the country from the enemy invasion when it came, while liberal guilt sucked the brain trust back to the arms of the center, born again to original sin, Freud this time, not Marx. Asking ourselves, after signing the oath, how to save democracy from the people as our mothers rehearsed us on what not to say in public or private, how not to be common, how not to be ourselves, how to pass. Puberty, at the height of togetherness hype for nuclear family values replete with metaphysical overtones. Do not bend, fold, staple, or mutilate. Do not talk politics, sex, or religion. Do not ever say what's most on your mind, especially not while people are eating. Uniformity called unity, conformity a patriotic duty to counter the rising rate of suburban divorce, the rising red star circling the earth, the rising hemlines on unwed mothers-to-be. The first wave of rock and roll teenagers, bodies coming of age with one-track minds, only too willing to lose our heads to the beat pushing sax and electric guitars to the edge. A little ashamed our fathers were working class in the land of opportunity, but street smart before we were old enough to drive. Picking up from 45 per minute revolutions of radio, rhythm and blues, whatever wisdoms we thought we might need to know while starting to understand the score, to feel the switches in scale, tempo, key and timbre, the nervous response to high fidelity becoming a metaphor for our longing. Matriculated when the older guys in class were there on the GI Bill, back from their slog in the recent big money, unimpressed by the beatnik dress and diction we wanted taken for existentialist attitude, using words like being, essence, nothingness, and existence as if we knew what we were talking about. Judging everyone, not least ourselves, by turtleneck condemned to freedom standards. Miles, Monk, Bird, Coltrane, Diz, the inclement weather we lived and loved in. But all of us, more or less, true believers, conventionally non-conventional, harnessed to the horses of instruction, carrying simple notions of correspondence all the way down from physics to phys ed, past the liberal and performing arts by way of transcendental social science philosophy departments offering lectures in neo-scholastic terminologies, never quite coming to grips with the incoherence between feeling and intelligence, the blindering prescribed by specialization, the meaninglessness of life inscribed by death. Detached from time and committed relationship by bursts of impulse image technology, enrapturing our single, separate persons, listening to the heart's syllables, the snake beginning to uncoil there, starting that early to read between the lies, bear the costs of conscience, and not let government of, by, and for the smug goad us into the market they said would provide the goods that God, being dead, no longer can. The prefab, post-electric shock, Thorazine, Milttown, Meltdown, Kingdom Come, ordained by the Human Resource Placement Office.